Hello from the North Shore Community School on the North Shore of Lake Superior. This is the phonology report for this week of November 30th, 2024. My name is Tobias, and I am your phonologist for this week. On Monday, December 2nd, we came back to school and played in 2 to 3 inches of snow on the playground. We have all started wearing all our snow gear, including snow pants, and will continue to wear them until spring. Ms. Rolfe's class went outside on December 4th, and there was about another 2 inches of fresh snow. The wind was blowing really hard, making all the snow on the playground swirl around. It was like in a snow globe. Also on December 4th, Ms. Rolfe's class went out on the nature trail for phonology and the wind. At 27 miles per hour, it sounded like a freight train. On December 6th, Ms. Rolfe's class went outside for phonology. We stopped at Chickadee Landing to watch the birds and spotted 2 red-breasted nuthatches at the bird feeder, along with many chickadees enjoying the black oil sunflower seeds. While walking out by the creek on December 4th, Ms. Rolfe's class saw some animal tracks on the frozen creek. When we came back inside, we looked up what type of animal had made the tracks and concluded that they could have been from a lynx or a bobcat. After the snowfall, Mr. Dover's class noticed tracks from snowshoe hares, some sort of small mammal like a mouse, a sheep, fox, and a grouse. In the past week, we have lost another 9 minutes of daylight. Winter solstice is December 21st. Winter solstice is the shortest day of the year. But then the next day, we can all start to enjoy the days getting longer. On December 5th, some previous MSCS students were at the school working on getting the skating rinks, getting ready for the season. This was the 3rd flooding they have done this winter. It is an estimated that they will need to flood the rinks 5 more times for them to be ready for people to go skating and play hockey on them. We were learning this week in EE with Miss Urban's class about how to identify how much growth a tree had by observing small parts of one of its branches. We studied lateral buds, alternative buds, terminal buds, leaf scar, and terminal bud scale scar to see how much growth the particular branch has had over the season. Measured the distance from the terminal bud scale scar to the tip of the terminal bud. This concludes the phonology report. Have a great week and be observant.